CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting and special guest today, her grandson Caleb Cutting.
Hello.
So you two have been to the movies.
We have. One of us went to two movies, one last week and one yesterday. Mm-hmm. And Caleb and I went to see a movie called Ready Player One last night together. Mm-hmm. In a very big theater with a small number of people in it.
Okay.
Which is never a very good sign, but anyway, there are many showings in English.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I believe that this is going to continue for a while anyway.
That would be great.
Yeah. So, the movie that I saw last week, which I had said I didn't think I'd be able to see it because they had changed the times so that it was only at something like 10 at night, but mm-hmm. that wasn't true. As it turned out, there was a 2:50 showing. So I took advantage of that, and I went to see Love, Simon, and it had gotten really excellent reviews. And in fact, it was a very good movie.
Good.
It was a kind of a quiet movie about a young man who's, I believe, a senior in high school, somewhere mm-hmm. in the U.S., who is having a kind of an online flirtation relationship with an anonymous other closeted gay person.
Mm-hmm.
And what ensues is, well, it's very well done. It's not grim. It's actually really a very upbeat movie. This young man has some excellent friends, loving parents. You know, it's kind of whatever gay person would really like to have when they come out, is mm-hmm. all kinds of support, and he does. It's just very well done, and recommended. It is presently playing in both languages, and I have a feeling though that that's today. But if we look at Saturday, for example, it moves only to French.
Okay. So you got till Saturday.
You actually have until tonight.
That's true. After
tonight, it'll only be in French.
Okay.
So if it's a movie that you've been thinking about seeing and you said, oh, I really have to do this, then mm-hmm. tonight's the night. Caleb, I did this before Caleb arrived. He's here visiting from Grand Falls, Newfoundland.
Yeah.
And he arrived on, Tuesday? Arrived on Tuesday, we picked him up, and he's leaving on Saturday. So it's a short but sweet visit.
Yeah.
And what I started to say was he didn't see the movie. He wasn't with me. He wasn't here. But he coincidentally had read the book.
Oh, nice.
And the book is not called Love, Simon. The book is called, you have to tell me one more time,
Simon versus the Homo Sapiens Agenda.
There.
Okay.
And I had read good things about the book and good things about the movie, and you enjoyed the book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat, yeah.
Yeah, just pure coincidence. Mm-hmm. I was explaining the movie. I was telling him the plot, and he said, I think I read that. So, and he had. Okay, so without further ado, we'll talk about the movie that we both saw, and that was last night. It's a 2-hour and 20-minute film by Steven Spielberg. It's been a while since we've seen this kind of movie from Steven Spielberg.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of showtimes. In both French and English, and I think that there will continue to be quite a few showtimes in English. So I'm not saying don't rush out and see it, because mm-hmm. you might want to rush out and see it before things change. So Caleb and I had slightly different opinions and reactions to the movie. So I'll let you talk about how much you enjoyed it or how little you enjoyed it.
I wasn't a big fan of the movie. It's mostly for people my age who play a lot of video games, which I don't do. But there's lots of 80s references for someone who was alive in the 80s, so it can appeal to all ages.
Yes, I'm one of those people who was alive in the 80s.
Yeah, I like that
and
one.
Well before. Yeah. And I did, that was something that I really quite liked about mm-hmm. the movie, about these 80s references to music and just cultural pop culture. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, I enjoyed the 80s references. I watch a lot of 80s movies. I like the 80s references also, even though I wasn't alive in the 80s. So,
what year were you born, just for our listeners? Just,
yeah.
2006.
Okay. So that's quite a ways from the 80s.
There's a joke that I have underwear older than that. Anyway. Okay. You have something else you'd like to mention about the film?
No.
Okay. Well, feel free to leap in if you have something that occurs to you and you would like you'd like to add it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So essentially, Caleb said it's a movie that seems to be geared for his age group, mm-hmm. and there is something in there for the older folks as well. But because he's not a gamer, there are so many video game references. It was a little bit less enjoyable for him, and you would have thought, well, perhaps 12, 13, 14 is exactly the age group that they're aiming at. But if you're in that age group, but it's that kind of virtual reality and super duper video game stuff, you kind of really need to like that. There was, when the movie, towards about three quarters of the way through the movie, maybe a bit less, it is a long movie, by the way. It's 2 hours and 20 minutes, but there's probably 20 minutes of trailers at the end. Credits, rather. So the movie itself was lots of flash, lots of computer-generated effects on screen. Anything that happens in the virtual world, which they call Oasis in the movie, mm-hmm. which is created by one particular inventor who died, mm-hmm. and he plays a central role, what his purpose and his life and so on. And he even reappears once in a while, even though he's dead. But of course, in virtual reality, just about anything that you want to happen will happen. So my complaint with the film, before it got more interesting to me, which came about towards later in the movie, is just that there was so much computer-generated stuff. And there's just so much going on the screen that I just can't relate to in terms of too much technology, high-tech car chases, and it was kind of like a little of this goes a long, long way for me, mm-hmm. and there was a lot of that. Later in the movie, that changes somewhat, and there is still, of course, a lot of that kind of stuff, but now it's tempered with real people and their interactions with each other. And one of the things that Steven Spielberg has done in a number of movies, notably Goonies from, I forget how far back, quite a ways, maybe the 80s, is have a group of, like have a team of young people. In this case, there's one central character and then a second central character, and then ultimately there are five of these characters who have banded together. So they don't call them a team. What do they call them now?
The clan.
The clan, yes, thank you. The clan. So these five young people have a goal, and it's quite a lofty goal. That got better for me, because then you had real people.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Talking, mm-hmm. You know, interspersed with lots of computer-generated stuff, but real people. So that's when it became of greater interest, because for a while there I thought, I'm not sure I can stay awake for this, but I woke up, and it got better.
Okay, that's good.
So in terms of recommendation, I would say, yeah, it's a good movie. You may not, depending on how old you are and what your interests are, it may not be to everybody's taste. But as Caleb has pointed out, there is kind of something in there for everybody. There's even a bit of humor, not a lot, mm-hmm. but what's there is kind of cute. One of the especially ogre-like bad guys actually has some very funny lines.
Okay.
So you just never know what you're going to get, but you have to be prepared to sit around for about 2 hours and either totally enjoy the CGI stuff or mm-hmm. just let it wash over you and wait for the parts that are of more interest.
Okay, sounds good.
Would you like to add anything?
Yes. Even the non-CGI parts were still, like, really loud and, like, action-y. Like, even the non-Oasis parts, the non-virtual reality, it was still pretty action-y, like, loud CGI.
Yeah, even if they're not... Yeah, that's true. It takes place in the year 2045.
Okay.
In a city in the middle of the U.S. Okay. Cincinnati or something. It's a mid-sized city.
Okay.
And reality, to coin a phrase, sucks. Mm-hmm. And there are just some... It seems like a horrible place to be in the year 2045.
I can imagine.
One of the reasons, that's probably the biggest reason, why everybody has virtual reality headsets mm-hmm. that they put on. They would probably stay in them for 24 hours a day if they could, because okay. life in the Oasis, which is through the virtual reality headset, is just 1,000 times better than life in 2045. Ohio, I think it was.
Okay.
Anyway, okay, so a mixed review. Might like it, might not. Certainly if you have teenagers, or if you are a teenager who likes virtual reality movies and who likes video games, this would be right up your alley. Okay, we're not going to drone on today. I've listened to myself and I've said don't do that, but we'll try not to drone on. I will talk a bit about the movies that are on their way, movies in English that are coming to the Maison de Cinema, starting, strangely, not Friday, but rather on Monday, is a movie called Blockers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which looks like a comedy about a family whose daughter has decided that this is the weekend that she's going to lose her virginity. I've only seen commercials for it, and I think it's gotten pretty good reviews. It's considered a pretty good comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on its way on Monday in English. And another film, which is again starting, if not tomorrow, then on Monday. Just one second. It's also in both languages. It's in French and English. Well, let's see Monday because I can't find it. But it's called A Quiet Place, and the central characters are played by Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. And they happen to be married to each other. This is a little aside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is a movie that they've made together. And I did watch the preview. I haven't seen the movie because it hasn't opened yet. But I do think it's one that I will make a point of going to see, because it does look good. It seems to be set in the near future. There's mm-hmm. been an invasion of some sort. And the people who are left behind are in hiding. Because if they show themselves or make noise, or if in any way become known that they're there, they will be hunted. And one thinks that getting hunted is like not just, well, we're going to find you and arrest you, it's we're going to find you and like eat you or something. So
nice.
So the preview looked very good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a family, this couple plus their two children. She's pregnant, the wife, and it's extremely difficult to stay quiet. But when I say a quiet place, that's where they have to go in order to survive.
Okay.
It sounds like an invasion. I have not looked it up on the Rotten Tomatoes. I'm sure I will before next week. But it is definitely a movie that looked to me like it could be a very suspenseful movie.
Mm-hmm.
How do they manage to stay hidden and quiet for forever? So that's what's coming down the pike. There's a few movies leaving. I think I have, and there's a bunch of movies which are only in French at this point, including Lara Croft Tomb Raider. That was the other one that we thought we might get to see while Caleb is visiting, but that didn't happen. So just to wrap up, I'll talk just a little bit about the Festival Cinéma du Monde de Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's coming.
I now have the brochure, mm-hmm. and I skimmed it just a little while ago. 100 films mm-hmm. from 35 countries, and there are 20 events as part of the film festival. This is a big deal. It's like mm-hmm. Cannes, but mm-hmm. in miniature. It's their fifth edition, so they have 4 years of experience in doing this, and it sounds like every year they get more films. Mm-hmm. They're actually a little bit spread out. I suspect that most of them are at the Maison du Cinéma, but there's also some that are showing at the Granada Theater. There's a few things that are being actually shown outdoors mm-hmm. downtown.
Oh, that's nice.
There's the Centre Culturel de l'Université de Sherbrooke. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's a number of other locations. Mm-hmm. But again, I tend to think that the principal site is the Maison du Cinéma. And then I thought, well, if that's going on from the 9th to the 15th, then does that mean that there will be no other regular showings of movies during that time? And that is not the case. There will be. Somehow they're fitting in all these events and special films that are part of the film festival, but they also have events, just regular movies.
That's good to know. That's amazing.
Yeah. And they have prices are, you can buy a passport that would get you 5 films plus the activities. You can have a special passport privilège, up to 5 films and activities. There's an unlimited passport. The unlimited passport, which allows you into any movie, plus the various special events for $115. Mm-hmm. So if you really love the movies.
Yeah, really into
this
it.
This is ideal. Or you can just go to the individual events and kind of pay as you go. Mm-hmm. And I think if you want to go to just one of the movies that is of interest to you, but you don't want to really be part of the whole film festival scene, it's $12.50 for adults, $9 for students. Oops, sorry, $9 for students and seniors. Okay, so it's still a very reasonable price.
Good, that's good.
Yeah, and I quickly went through to see how many of these movies are in fact either in English or subtitled in English. Mm-hmm. And there's quite a few. All of them. There are quite a few also which are made, for example, in French. A number from, well, very lots of different languages. Mm-hmm. German, Italian, Japanese. What did they say here? 35 countries.
Wow. Okay.
So it could be as many as 35 different mm-hmm. languages. In subtitled in English, for example, is a movie made in South Korea called A Taxi Driver. Mm. There's one made in, Iran, Canada, and Qatar. Mm-hmm. And that's called Ava, and that is in Persian, but it's subtitled in English. Mm-hmm. One called Big Time, which is from Denmark. That is in both English and Danish. Mm-hmm. There's one from Sweden, Every Face Has a Name, and again, subtitled in English. And there's one, there's a handful that are actually made in English. And one is called Film Stars Don't Die in Liverpool.
Okay.
And I've been seeing previews of that. I go to the movies a lot, as mm-hmm. you know, and it seems like almost every time I do, they've been talking about this movie. I had no idea it was part of the film festival.
Okay,
I just
okay.
thought, oh, mm-hmm. it's a movie that's coming. But at least it's opening up as part of the festival, and I think that'll be a very good one. It has a very good cast. Something called the Gaza Surf Club, which is in Arabic and English, but it's also subtitled in English. Mm-hmm. There's one from New Zealand called Hunt for the Wilder People, which is in English. Here's another one in English called Don't Talk to Irene. And so, anyway, I won't go through all of them because you won't remember, and I don't want to waste anybody's time. But definitely, if you're interested in the whole world of film, especially international film, this is the event to go to. And you can, if you stop by the Maison de Cinema, you can pick up a brochure, which is what I've been referring to, and see the many, many, many different events that are part of this. It isn't just one film after another. There's interviews with various filmmakers and special, all kinds of specialty things.
That sounds fascinating. It really does, yeah.
So if you would like to get, certainly pick up a brochure, or if you prefer to do everything online, go to fcms.ca, Festival Cinéma du Monde de Sherbrooke, fcms.ca, and that's the website. And I suspect that everything you ever wanted to know about the film festival will be on that website.
Good. Good to know.
So, recommended. And just in closing, just let me mention something that I've noticed at the last several films that I've been to. It opens with typically the filmmaker or the filmmaker and the star of the movie sitting down in a casual atmosphere and looking out at us in the audience and basically saying, thank you so much for coming to the theater to see this movie. Because clearly they're finding that people have so many other ways of seeing movies. They download them legally or illegally. They get them from here, there, and everywhere. And in order to actually make the money to afford to make good films, they need bodies in the seats in the theaters.
Makes sense, yeah.
So they've made this practice of before the movie starts and only for the film, the actual theater version, there's this thanks so much for coming, because without you we couldn't make these movies.
Good, that's nice.
So I always feel like they're addressing me directly.
Well, of course they are, Melanie.
Anyway, so that's it for this week. And next week is another week. There will be some regular showings of regular movies, and the whole world of the film festival starting on Monday the 9th and running until the 15th.
Good. And just before we go, I just want to address Caleb. Caleb, you like the movies too?
Yes.
Do you have a special movie you'd like to recommend to people your age, whether it's on DVD or Netflix or coming to the movies? Or?
Not really.
No? Okay.
He's a little shy to say this, but he loves horror movies.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay.
So if you were going to recommend movies, it would be probably something horrific.
Okay, horror movies. Okay, well, that's a different spin on it. Okay, well, thank you both for being here.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.